I do think the same day testing, where you can even do the test yourself, is a potential sports game changer in this respect. I mean, first of all, I don't think we're going to get to a point where we have fans at games for a while, maybe not until there's a vaccine or something like that. But in terms of having a game and you could the same day test players, coaches, official, all the pertinent people, I do think we can get to a point here where we're having these games where, again, just players, coaches, and officials and things like that, if they're being tested. Now, how many people, you know, will come back positive? I mean, the problem with the positive test is you're basically out of commission for like 2 weeks. So, you know, again, when I say it could come back sooner than we think, I think if we get to a place where same-day testing, self-done, where you could swab your nose and give it to the lab, and then it's like, yeah, then it's more contained. Unfortunately, I think we're going to have the return in sports in two phases. Number one, this closed quarters, just the pertinent people phase, which is probably at some point this year. But then the next phase of fans, and I'm talking, you know, 20,000 at a basketball hockey game, certainly 60, 70, 100,000 for football. I don't know if we're going to get there this year. That is just my belief right now.
Well, Rosh, let's talk some of the football moves. Talk about some of the football moves. First of all, the reaction of Southern California in not getting Tom Brady, and should the Chargers have offered up a two-year deal for Tom Brady?
Yeah, I mean, from what I was told, they actually did pursue him, but they got the feeling that he wanted to stay close to home or close to New York. So I know Vegas wanted him. I know Los Angeles Chargers wanted him. Here's the issue with the Chargers. No one here cares about the Chargers, so there wasn't this, like, they weren't upset that he didn't come. I felt that he was their best chance to have some type of success here. I mean, they haven't moved the needle, and it still goes beyond just winning, because the year that they went 12-4, nobody cared about them. So I thought they needed to do that to move the needle here. It wasn't like there was a big contingent of fans who were hoping that he would come. But yeah, from what I gather from talking to the people that I know at the Chargers, was they wanted to sign him, and they did actually pursue him, but the feeling is he wanted to be close to New York.
Are Rams fans more angry that they had to dump Todd Gurley or with this official unveiling of the new logo?
The logo really? Was a real disaster. That, like, LA logo on that leaked draft hat, which is really looks like that's their primary logo. They have to find a way to, like, pivot. I mean, they have time to do this. And we've seen this before. You know, the Chargers had that unveiling of the logo, and within a couple of days, that was scrapped. That logo just looks like a combination of, like, a Chargers logo and a Rams logo. It looks like the official logo of, like, a pro surfing team. It just does not work.
Well, will they get bailed out and get lucky if – isn't there a college logo that looks exactly the same?
Yeah, so Angelo State in West Texas, I mean, it looks like a carbon copy. So if Angelo State files a lawsuit or something – and by the way, I just tweeted out the logo, so I don't know where, like, Angelo State sits on this, but, you know, if they find out about this and this team that has basically kind of lifted their logo is building this $5 billion stadium and they want a piece of that, you know, hey, if you want to pay for our logo, you could pay for it, or we can try to prevent you. The issue with this logo is that it's so bad that I'm really hoping that the Rams go with one of the other logos. They did release four different logos, and I actually don't mind the other three. They're not fantastic, but the three are okay. The one with just the LA and it looks like a wave, it's horrible.